Every now and then, the producers, the powers that be here at 710 ESPN, they give us some information. Okay. Well, how about Tom Brady skeet shooting? Okay. How about our next guest, Charlie Moore of Charlie Moore's No Offense Thursdays at 9 o'clock on NBC Sports, joining us next. Good morning, Mr. Moore.
Hey, what's happening? How you doing? Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
How you doing, buddy? So you got the chance to shoot some trap with Tom Brady. Does he shoot trap like he throws the football, or was he just a total mess like we are? I'm guessing he was, huh?
Well, no, the difference between you and I and everyone else is that he actually gets better at it as he moves along, which really, really pissed me off. But yeah... You know, it was. I've been on with a lot of different athletes over my career, and they're all competitive. So, you know, Tom was no different. You know, no different than Bledsoe and everyone else who starts off doing an activity that they're not familiar with, but they just somehow seem to get better as time goes on. So that was, you know, that's no different than Tom. He started shooting bad, then he ended up doing good.
Well, you've got quite the resume of sport guys that you've had. You've had Drew Bledsoe, you've had Vince Wilfork, you've had, how about rock bands? You've had Godsmack out. Tell us a little bit about how you got going on this, Charlie, and how your show came into being on NBC Sports.
Well, yeah, you know, I've been on NESN I'm still on NESN for 17 years, and it just kind of evolved. I mean, doing things with celebrities is not, you know, probably nothing uncommon. You know, New American Sportsman with, Kirk Gowdy, started probably doing that in a different light.
Drops so, the Kirk Gowdy mention. That's large right there. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's kind of probably one of the highlights of my career, too. I was introduced into the Hall of Fame, New England Sports Hall of Fame, with Kirk Gowdy and Ted Williams. And it was like the greatest American fishermen, Gowdy, Williams, and Moore. So that was pretty much crazy. But I had a chance to talk with him that night, and he had passed away. I think I did his last interview on television, as a matter of fact, and we talked about, you know, the show's evolution. And, you know, for me personally, it was just getting him out of the locker room setting, you know what I mean? It's not just a celebrity, but it's a certain personality mixed up with the sports guest. Everyone's used to seeing Bledsoe after the game and talking about the play and about what happened and what about the drop ball, what about the lack of first downs, whatever the case may be. So, you know, with this situation, you know, they tend to open up, and I tend to bust balls. So it's like it's a combination of just having a good time like you would see them in a different setting and what you're not familiar with. And I think that's why the show kind of evolved into what it is. And then everybody wants to be on. When they see someone go on, they talk about their career. It's a really fun show. Everyone talks about it. Next thing you know, they want to be on. And then so on and so on and so on. And then here we are today. That's how I think it's happened.
Have you ever been out to the West Coast here? Have you filmed any shows in the Seattle area or here in the Northwest, Charlie?
I've been out to Clear Lake, which is, you know, in California.
California, yeah. Big bass, man.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been out to Clear Lake in California. Of course, I've been on national TV. You know, I was on national TV for 8 years. I had a show on ESPN called Beat Charlie Moore, which is one of the most successful outdoor shows that ever existed on the network. I did 96 episodes of Beat Charlie Moore, and so I've been on the West Coast. I've been to San Diego several times, been to Los Angeles to film several times, and I've been to Clear Lake twice to film for ESPN.
So you're telling us you've never been to Seattle, in other words. That would have been the short answer to that, right?
Right? No, he's never been to Alaska.
Never.
No.
Okay. We're talking with Charlie Moore here and his excellent new show, Charlie Moore, No Offense. It airs here locally Thursdays at 6 o'clock on NBC Sports. Now, Charlie, tell us a little bit about the experience you had getting Tom Brady, getting a shotgun into this guy's hand. That had to have been a kick in the pants.
Well, you know, the show that's airing today and then the rest of the week leading up to the Super Bowl, it really was a crazy show. It had three different quarterbacks from the Patriots eras. We had Doug Flutie, we had Steve Grogan kicking it back old school, and then we had current with Tom Brady. And we all did some cool things. With Doug Flutie, we went on an airboat ride in Florida, and we did some bass fishing, and we, you know, played football, an actual football game, two-hand touch, which got a little crazy. And then Steve Grogan, we went up to, northern New Hampshire, and we did some smallmouth fishing, and we talked to Steve about the current events of the NFL today when, as opposed to when he played. And then Brady, I mean, Brady's a competitive guy, and Brady's a good guy. He's smooth. It's like, I don't know, guys. He just reminds me of that the Joe Namath era. You know, the guy on the sideline with the shit commercials and the fur coat.
The fur coats.
He's kind of got that swag going on with him. You know, he never lets his guard down to me. You know, that's what I got out of him being with him the whole day. But he's a really good down earth guy. But seeing him with a shotgun in his hand, I felt very nervous. Like, you know, I just felt nervous.
You don't want to talk too much smack when the guy's got a shotgun in his hand. You know, I mean, how far can you really go? Yeah. Now, I was going to try to get your Super Bowl pick out of you, but you're a Patriot fan, so we obviously can't go that direction. What about your favorite fish, man? What's your favorite show, your favorite fish you've ever caught?
Well, I definitely have to go Super Bowl prediction, obviously. I'm not going to breeze over that one.
Oh, here we go.
I wouldn't just pick the Patriots if it was something. But yeah. I mean, you got to look at it from the point of view of who knows how many more Brady and Belichick have. Obviously, revenge plays a huge factor. I mean, look what Falco did. I mean, Flacco did with the revenge thing. I mean, they were riding him very hard, and he came in and played an unbelievable game. I mean, they really did. Did Tom Brady play that bad, or did the Ravens just step up that much? They had a great game, the Ravens. They played a great defense. All their schemes. He had nowhere to throw the ball a lot of the time. So, you know, to me personally, I think it's going to be a very close game, and it's going to come down to it's really going to be less than 10 points to decide the Super Bowl. I think it's going to be another barn burner. As far as my favorite fish is concerned, anything that hits the line, because I really suck as a fisherman. I just play one on TV.
All right, Charlie.
anything I can get.
All right, so we're surfing around your website, charliemoore.com, and Rob Ensley, my partner over here, turns me on to The Codfather. Okay,
The Codfather.
Now, I've seen every episode of The Sopranos, right? And you break into this Polly Walnuts thing that just tore us up.
Hey, Tommy here wants to be made.
Yeah,
you know.
so we're give us a little bit about the origin of The Codfather and where this whole thing came from.
Well, The Codfather is probably the most popular character that I have created. The show is all about entertainment to me, and whatever show I do, I bring a style, a flair of entertainment. And I grew up in Boston, Mass., and I grew up basically right out in the outskirts of the movie The Town, right where all that was based on. And I grew up with all the guys that were made and all the guys that were... My father had a smoke shop, and I ran the smoke shop when I was a kid all the way through high school, and it was basically a speakeasy. So every time that they would come in, you know, everyone would be talking and talking. Well, if a new guy came in and opened the door, you know, the whole, you could hear a pin drop. I mean, there was all of a sudden, everyone just stopped talking. No one ever answered a question truthfully. No one ever, if they even did answer a question. So for me, the Godfather came from, you know, just witnessing a lot of the personalities growing up as a kid and really just, you know, making it fit to what I do on TV. Because fishermen and hunters are pretty much the same. If you ask them a question of where they got the big fish or the big deer, they'll lie to you. They won't even tell you the truth.
We got our own little mafia. Oh, yeah. We got our own little mob here. Yeah, we're kind of the same way in the Northwest.
You got
here.
It. All right. Well, Charlie, consider this your official invite. Come on out here and have a salmon terry up out here. We'd like to get you out here and see what we got going on out. And I'd wish you luck in the Super Bowl, but you know, I can't do it. I think I got to root for the Giants next week, man.
I know. I appreciate that very much, number one. Number two, I appreciate the invite. Obviously, it's a great area, and I'd like to come out there and visit it someday. I mean, I hear great things about it, and I really do kick myself for not making it up there. But
you'll be here, man.
I really have heard a lot of good things about it, and I've had a lot of invitations. I just never got a chance to get up there. So maybe we can all, you know, make it happen and get together someday.
I hope so, man. You know how to get a hold of us. We'll be pestering you, I'm sure. He's Charlie Moore. His show's No Offense. Thursdays at 6 o'clock here locally on NBC Sports. Charlie, thank you so much for joining us, and good luck every day leading up to next Sunday.
You don't mean good luck.
No, he doesn't mean
I don't. No, I don't. I was lying to you.
Thanks
like
for joining
guys.
Us, brother. We will be talking to you soon, Charlie.
Thanks, Charlie.
Right, thanks, guys.
Appreciate it.
Bye.